Okay, we are up to the Flava Test on the base, the very bottom. We're talking about the mitzvah Bikur Chelim. So it says the Gemara, Rabchel boy cholash, the very bottom of the page. Rabchel boy was sick, Nafik went out, and nobody went to visit him. Imagine Rabchel boy, nobody went to visit Rabchel boy. And Nafik, they went out, Achriz, Rav Kahana went out and announced, Rabchel boy boyish, Rabchel boy is sick. Lo yikud the kasi, nobody's coming to visit him. Very top of the page. They said to him, isn't this the story how important it is to visit somebody? The story that was sick. Nobody went to visit him. Instead, personally went in to visit him. And because once he was in a sick person's house, he saw that things had to be taken care of. And because he swept, or because of his instructions, they swept. And they cleaned out the house. The sick person lived. So it's important when you visit the sick, you're not just davening for them, which is very important, but also you see what needs they have to be taken care of.
They're the ones who
so he knows you're not this bowl.
That the Rebbe Bechoy of Yatzmer.
Yeah,
that
was
that
didn't have
the
presence of mind to
gather. Yeah. The thing is, when it says, is it the physical actions of looking after his gashmi?
Yeah, 100%.
Or is it the fact that somebody showed him care?
No. They actually swept. They did. They could be a little before. They had Sai taking care of his needs and Sai davening for him. So the sick man said, Rebbe, you gave me my life back. Yotzer Rabbi Akiva, daughters, based on Rabbi Akiva, went on dashing. Call me, she'ein mevaka chayilin kishayu damim. I'm so very surprised. What was surprised in this Gemara? Rabbi Akiva was a positive person, but Hillel came out negative, mad alochsani. Akiva came out after Chmecha. What he should have come out is that call me, she'ein mevaka chayilin kishayu damim. Hechi nafsha something. Why come out the negative if you don't, if you're not mevaka chayilin, you kishayu damim? It's not Rabbi Akiva's style. Yeah, but it's not his style. He could have said the same thing, but the positive way. Like a sick person said it. You gave me my life back. So that's exactly what he should have said. Anyway. Ravdim came along and said, if it's a sick person, cause him to live. Cause him to die. What do you mean, cause him to die? If you mean to say, if you go visit a sick person, you see how sick the person is, it evokes you by your tefillahs to daven to the Eibishter. And if you don't go, you're going to daven to the Eibishter, he should die. Why? Elo, this is pshat. If you don't go visit a sick, ain't mevaker rachim, lo sheyichem, lo sheyamus. You don't know how sick the guy is. You don't even think about him. So most of Shayim learn the pshat is that you're neutral. You're not davening nishdos. The Ran is the most fascinating Ran, and it's used in halacha today about pulling plugs out of people's life support systems. So look at this Ran here. Won't tell you the conclusion. I'll just tell you what the base of this Ran. The Ran over here, Ein mevakel rachim lo sheyichel sheyamus. Nida be'enai. It seems to me the pshat is not like Rashi and the Rosh and everybody else learns that the sick person at the top, the second line from the top. Not like that. What learned that? What if you don't know the guy is sick? You don't daven not good and not bad. You don't daven at all. What's up, pshat? The hachikama. Pa'omim sometimes shetzarech levakesh rachim alachol shiyamus. Just like there's a mitzvah. Sometimes, most of the time, to daven for a sick person to live. Sometimes it's better for the person to die.
A mercy killing topic.
Exactly. We had it in Gemara Ksuva at the end. Kegoyin shemitzdayir hachol bechol yaharbe. If the sick person is very, very sick, and he'll never recover, oh, he is in pain. The efshalay sheyich. It's impossible to live. Kedaminim peganoisa. The kivan the chazoi. I'm saying the Rebbe. When the Rebbe's maid saw, first she davened that why the Rebbe should live on. But then she saw the pain that Rebbe was in, and what pain was it? The old kama zim levetekis. The Rebbe went to the bathroom. Va'anach tefillin. Every time he went in and out, he had to take out tefillin. Become it's dying, and he was in terrible, excruciating pain. Omra. Then she changed her tefillin. She said, "Yehiratz, and I wish she yakoyfu el yainim." She said, "The Eibushter wants him in the Shemaim. The world wants him here, and let the tachtanim win the yainim." Then when she saw Rebbe was in pain, she davened, "Please, Eibushter, you know what? You should win. Take Rebbe back to Gan Eden."
Didn't we say?
Let's finish. Kolaimer, the lame was Rebbe. She davened that Rebbe should pass away. So therefore, says the Ran, from here learn out that sometimes there's an inyan to daven that a person should pass away rather than suffer. Shemhachi karman. Therefore, we say that if you don't visit the sick, you will miss the opportunity of davening where the person has to live, and you'll miss the opportunity which is a mitzvah to daven that a person should die. Now, mevakach chayil ma'ila b'tfilasei, I feel lichy b'neshitvili yaisim elis. It helps. When misha ain't mevakach and zarlei misha ain't ma'ila chay, you don't help live. But I feel a heichadikal hanob misa where the dead person would rather die because it's pain. I feel a oisa zutrasi ain't man, even a little bit, not helping him out to daven that he should pass away.
Say, only a few pages back.
That was a few pages back. That was 2.5 years ago. Gemara brachas of chess.
No, I thought you had it.
No, no, Gemara brachas.
No, it was marked yesterday.
Okay, good. We'll have it tomorrow again. Three, four years.
Wait a minute. That means that to the last second, you never give up hope the guy can have it before.
So he says, yeah, but that is for you yourself.
For the Chayli himself.
It says that. On your own neck, you should never give up hope. But then there was somebody else.
That doesn't say the feel of the Chayli on himself is more powerful.
But more than that, David, you're right. I'm saying this is the basis, and then you have all the different proactive, a tefillah versus a ma'isa. This is the whole discussion. But here you see there's an inyan, at least, there's a mitzvah where a person is in terrible pain to alleviate the pain. Yeah. Question is it just a tefillah or is it more than that? Okay. Someone to show you, yeah. You're supposed to stop it, yeah, because it scares them.
Breathing. When the person's about to die, the whole breathing pattern changes. And sometimes there's a certain sound that's associated with
noise on Shabbos or something. Somebody's a racist as to whether you stop the noise, you don't stop the noise.
Yeah, but not the noise coming from him. That's the noise is whether there's a noise. But mitzvah chil Shabbos. Yeah, we had that. Yeah. I'll give it. Rava, Yoyme Kadma. This is interesting. Rava, the first day that he was sick, Amalahoin, he told all of his Talmidim, his family, don't tell anybody I'm sick. The Leilisa Mazle, I'm down right now. And when it says in the Gemara we had before in Mashabah, when you're down, people can, you're vulnerable for other things, bad things to happen. Murphy's Law. So he said, I don't want that people, my enemies, will find that I'm sick today. They're going to daven that I should. Worst thing should happen to me. I don't want that. I'm mekan ve'elch day number two and onwards. I'm not so down anymore. So we got to acclimatize. Amalohin, go out and tell the world that I'm sick. Paiku go v'achrizu b'shuku. Get up in the marketplace on the podium there and announce. And this is what you say: the kol desani li, whoever hates Rava, lichdeli, be happy. He's sick. Why would he say that? Because ksiv. It says in Pasuk, "Binefoil ayivcha al tismach." When your enemy is sick or falls, don't be happy and don't rejoice when he's falling apart. Because it says in the Pasuk, "Because maybe Hashem will see and he'll take away his anger." So he'll take away his anger. So if he says, "If I can't, I want them to be happy that I'm sick. Hashem will see that and take away his anger, make me healthy again." Those who like me, daven for my behalf. I'm going to come back. Whoever go visit somebody who is sick will be saved from Gehenna. Nehemiah says, "Ashrei maskil eldo." Praiseworthy somebody who is smart, who is intelligent, and takes interest in the matters of a poor man. And a poor man here means somebody who is sick. In a bad day, the Abishah will save him. And over here, the Rosh says, "What do you mean, maskil eldo?" So Rosh says he looks after him lefakeach b'tzrochav, not just to go and say hello, how are you? Lefakeach b'tzrochav, you find out what's missing in the fridge. You need some food. You buy him some food, and that's what the mevaker chayla really means. The Rosh right here, take care of his needs because he's sick. He can't get out. Okay, ain dal le chayla dal. The sick person's name it says over there by Chizkiyah Madle Yivtzeini Midala Yivatzeini for my sickness it will stand up. Or you're not mehadik of the following pasuk. They said to Amnon, "Madu ata kochadal? Why do you feel so sick?" Ben Amelach, the king of the sun, baboike. Every morning you seem to be so sick, and then he revealed that he loves his half sister there, Tama. Ain ro el gehenim. And Ra is Gehenna. Hashem will save you. When Yom Ra means Gehenna. It says, "Call Paul Hashem lemaneu." Whatever Hashem does himself, v'gam Rasha leYom Ra. So we see that what that the Rasha is destined to wear Gehenna. Okay, that's the negative. And if you did visit, what's the schar? Okay, you eliminate Gehenna. What's the schar for Gemara? Maschare. Kedami just said, "Nitzus Gehenna." It's not a schar. It's not good enough. Ela maschare b'olam hazeh. what is his reward going to be in this world? In this world. So he said, you know, what reward? But we learned, Ken and Kayem, there's some mitzvahs that, you know, Ken in this world, and that's it. Hashem Yishmoreyu, the Abish will watch him, the Chayeh will give him life, the Usha, and will give him Usha, but others in the land, in this world, will never hand him over to his enemies. Hashem Yishmoreyu, Miyetzahara. Now, we can tie to the Pasuk, the Abish will protect Miyetzahara. The Chayeyu, Miyetzahara, he'll give you life from the Yisurim, from pain, the Usha, but others, when Usha will give you wealth in this world, he'll give you Yishmak in this world. Shehakom is Chabdin, boy. When you walk down the street, everybody has respect for you. If you won't give him over to an enemy, that he'll have a friend's kinamon. Melech Naaman, when he went to Elisha and he said, Elisha, I have leprosy, give me leprosy, give me some cure. And Elisha said, Sachakel, go ahead and go swim in the Yarden. And he said, oh, we have better waters in Syria. I got to go swim in the Yarden. He didn't want to do it. And Naaman's friend said, don't be a shaita. The Navi said, do it. And he did it and he was cured and everything else is history. So he had friends who were good friends. They were supportive. And they convince him the right way. That's the kind of friends you should have. And the bracha is that you shouldn't end up with enemies, people who call themselves your friends, and they give you terrible advice. You should not have friends, not like Rechavim ben Shlomo, the advice that they gave him divided the kingdom. So therefore, you should have good friends and not bad friends. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Shimon Loza said, we had Gemara Megillah, if youngsters say, let's build either Beis Hamikdash or Stam, let's build Eskenim, tell you, and they say, we're going to build new institutions. And Eskenim say, no, stay, let's destroy the institution. Listen to the older people. Do not listen to the younger ones. Why? When kids think they're building, they're actually destroying. Because as Rashi says, the Megillah, kids do not have the ability to see Dover HaNoilut. They don't see the consequences of their action. They just see the immediate here and now. They don't see, the like a chess game, what the next steps are going to be. So they think it's a binyan. But in three steps down, suddenly it'll be a stira, it'll be a disaster. But a stira is kainim, but it's kainim with stira. It looks like right now a stira, but ultimately you're building. So you said, I'm going to ask Livnais. The similar Dover, and the best proof of that is a Chavim ben Shlomo. Rechavim ben Shlomo, how he destroyed when he was young, and he thought he was doing wonderful things. Amar Rav Shimei, split the Eid and all that. Amar Rav Shimei, Ravidi, leilisait inish kiddi, should not visit a sick person. Leibetlal shakamisa, not the first 3 hours of the day when people feel better. Leibetlal shakamisa, the last 3 hours of the day. Why? You shouldn't sort of neglect min rachmi from davening for this person. Why? Tlashakamisa, the first 3 hours of the day when a person wakes up in the morning and he's sick, he feels a bit better in the morning. What feels better? So you walk in and visit him, and you think, oh, the guy's not feeling better, so you won't daven. Basrai said, the last 3 hours of the day, talking of Chusha, the guy is very, very sick. He's been up the whole day, and now he feels weaker than the rest of the day. And you think the guy is mamash nebach, you might even daven that he should die, or at least you won't. You think the guy is finished, and you walk away and modish cheder. So you should go visit him during the day. The provides for the sick person. Shemet says, "Havaya yisadenu al eres devoy." The Abishah supports on the bed of the sick. Finds himself above a bed of the choyle. Shemet says, "Hashem yisadenu al eres devoy." The Abishah finds himself al eres devoy on the bed of the sick. Tanya, what have we learned?
He comes to bother.
In those days, we had all the time. But he used to go crisscross.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, generally in the
Gemara. Oh, yeah, true, yeah. We have Ki Osir Dimi, Ki Osir, those of Ravasi, they all used to travel back and forth. Time, we learned. Hanichnez Levakir, as a chayla, someone go visit a sick. Lo Yeshiv, Lo Yagabi Mita, don't sit on a bed. Lo Yagabi Safsan, not on a chair. Lo Yagabi, not on a stool. Elamis Atif, you wrap yourself around. The Yeshiv Agabi Karka, sit on the ground. You know why? Because there's somebody else there by the Abish, by the chayla. Neshashchina Shruya Lemaila Mimitosa Shulchayla. The Abish to find himself above the bed of a chayla. Shememet says, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Dvoy. The Abish supports on the Eres Dvoy. And therefore, the bed of a sick. So therefore, you should have the Recherets. Now we're learning another thing, nothing to do with here, but since we're talking about Rav in name of Rav, we're going to throw this in. And that is as follows, that, you know, that if you want to go to the mikveh, if you have rainwater, and the rainwater flows into this in this pit, and it sits still, it's an ashbayin, and it's standing still, you can go. Everyone can go to that mikveh except a zov, and the machlik is where they need it as well, or not. But if you have, let's say, a natural spring water, then we don't care if it's zeichlin, if it's flowing, you can still go into that mikveh. and a river is, now the question is, and you have a river, sometimes you have a lot of rainwater. Sorry? Yeah, where you got the water from? Sometimes if in the seasons when there's a lot of rainwater, there's more rainwater than regular water, and rainwater, if it flows, and the river constantly ebbs and it flows, if it flows, you cannot use it as a mikvah. So what's it do with the rainwater? So we have three opinions here. We have two here. Mitra b'ma'arava, when it rains heavily in Eretz Yisrael, sa'ad rabba paras, the river of paras is the best testimony, because the water then rises, and it goes over his banks. And why? Because the rainwater at the Yisrael flows into this river. Okay. And the... what part is the Turkey, not Iraq?
The origin of
Iraq, rises in Turkey, flows through Syria and into Iraq.
It flows northward?
No, southwards. From Turkey southwards through Syria and then to Iraq.
Oh.
It's north of Eretz Yisrael.
So may look this. Since the Eden...
Yeah. Robert generally means that it's off, but it's, technically it means
west.
In the west.
Yeah. So, but Mela, first of all, the Eden are happy, but there's more about the halacha from here. So, therefore, when you see the water rising, you know it's from rainwater, so you can't go to mikveh there. Because rainwater, if it flows, it's no good. It has to be sitting in one place. Says the Gemara Vayte Upliga. So this opinion seems to be learning that the river, the source of the water in the river, certain times is rain, and therefore you can't go to mikveh. This argues Shmuel on Shmuel. Shmuel seems to contradict himself, because there's another Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Eina Mayim Metaharim Bezoichin. There's another Shmuel where Shmuel says that water cannot be metahar while it's flowing. Ela Paras, only Paras, B'yem Yishuvah, the only time that the only time that you can go is in, is in Yom Tishrei Bavad. Why Yom Tishrei? Because the rest of the year you have either the rainwater or you have the water from the snow that melts. Tishrei is not here nor there. Before, yeah. So all the snow melted. So all the snow melted. And therefore that time, what water do you have? You don't have the water from the rain. You have its own water, natural water. Yeah. Yeah. So Tishrei, there's no problem at all. And so therefore, all the water that you have in Tishrei is his own water. Okay, so this is Shmuel says that the only time you can use a river is... skip one line. Yeah, skip the line. Upliga Shmuel, upliga the Shmuel. This Ravin Amar Rav argues the Shmuel. Rav came along and said that rainwater is a problem. Came along, Shmuel said, Nahara mikipe mizbare, that a river has water from its own sources, that has springs and all that coming from here. So when you have a river, you're allowed to be tovel in the river, because even though there's rainwater, there's always more natural water than rainwater, and so therefore we don't care. That's what Shmuel said. And Shmuel, another Shmuel, seems to agree with Rav. Shmuel says that Nahar Paras, the only time that you can actually go to the mikveh there is in Tishrei. The rest of the year, there's a lot of rainwater there, and therefore you can't go. In other words, we don't say Nahar Mekipe Barach. You don't say that it comes from itself. So Shmuel sees it contradicts itself. And Avur de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Avad Lohaim Mikvois, he's to build mikvehs, Libanse, into his daughters, or to his granddaughters, B'yayim Nissan, in the month of Nissan. In other words, when it came the month of Nissan, he says, Nissan, it's right after the winter, you're going to have all the snow melting, the snow mountain melting, and therefore you cannot use the river. In other words, it's Zeichlin, so you cannot use the rivers, so I'm going to build you Ashbaidens. And the water that Zeichlin into the Ashbaiden, now that it was through Hashok, everything was all right. So therefore now you can, not Hashok, now that it's been cleared through, filtered through the dirt, yeah. So therefore... what do you call it? You can use these mikvahs. So what do we see? The father of Shmuel had a problem with his rainwater to use the river, which is like the what do you call it? The second Shmuel, not the first Shmuel. Yeah, says the Gemara. And what else he did was in Tishrei time, when there was very muddy, he used to put mats so that the mud shouldn't get stuck into the feet, which would be a problem of chatzitza. We have people. What? Yeah, you want to. No, exactly. It's machlekes the Rambam, the Ravid, but we don't have time, unfortunately, to learn it. Maybe Shabbos. You should learn some Shabbos. Well, we're not finished yet. One second. Let's go a few more lines. Amar Rab Ami said, Amar Rav, Ma'idich Sivit says in the Pasuk, Va'ata Ben Adam. So everywhere, in Yecheskel, everything is Ben Adam. And that, you know that in real Ashkenaz, they don't say B'rich Shmei. The Mishnah Berurah took out the B'rich Shmei. One of the problems, the Mishnah Berurah says, he wrote in a letter, the reason why he doesn't say B'rich Shmei is, how does anyone have the chutzpah to say, I'm not Avda the Kutcha B'richu? You're an Eved Kusher Brichu. That's what he says in the letter. It's printed. But others say in Ashkenaz, they don't say it because what do you mean Ben Odom? You say they're Barenosh. That's it. Barenosh. Who's the Barenosh if not Yoshka? So they took out the whole Brich Shmei. If you look in a real Nusach Ashkenaz, there's no Brich Shmei. They don't say it. But that letter from the Chofetz Chaim is very interesting, but they hid it. But you find in the old Sforim, it's there. You need to have the implements that to survive in Golus. What's the implement you need in Golus? Zuneid, a candle, kaida, a plate, v'shtiach at a table. Rabbonim and Roshas go to town with this little gemara here. And somehow these are the three tools that every person needs to survive in Golus. You need a candle, a plate, and a table. Shtiach means a leather that's spread out to be a tablecloth. So what's pshat? Two more lines. Amar Abami, Amar Abami. It says the pasuk b'choiser that you should. It says b'choiser koil. The Eibush in the teicha says you're going to be missing everything. What are you missing? Everything. What's everything? Amar Abami, Amar Abami. B'loy nev, b'loy shulchan. You're missing the candle, missing the table, even though you have the plate. You're missing the candle and the table. It's b'choiser koil. Rav Chizda Amar B'loy Isha. If you don't have a wife, you're choiser koil. If you don't have someone to serve you, if you have no knowledge or you don't have the wits about you, you're he learned elsewhere, if you don't have salt in your food, if you don't have fats in your food, and as you know now, the world is changing, fats now became suddenly a good thing, yes, Omar Abaye said, Naktin, and the rule is, Ain oni elabadeya. You know what's a poor person? That's when he has a few dollars in the bank. A poor person, somebody has no seichel. Marava Amri, there's a saying in Marava, if somebody has seichel, Kulabe has everything. The loy dobe, if he doesn't have any das, Mabe, what does he have? The kani, if you bought das, ma chasa, what else are you missing? What else have to buy? The loy kani, ma kani, if you don't buy das, what else are you going to buy? Nothing else is worth anything. Interesting. Gemara to finish off with.